Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining me on my very first episode of Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. I am really excited to share with you knowledge and information about communities on the Canadian Prairies, but more importantly, why you should consider relocating or immigrating here. In season one, I'm going to help you to discover an area in Canada where the road is less traveled, but where the Canadian dream is very alive and well. Together, we will explore these great plains and learn about communities that were founded by immigrants just like you. Too often, people immigrate to cities in Canada that they have no idea about, and instead of living the Canadian dream, they find themselves struggling to obtain good employment, affordable housing, and not living their best life. So let's put this into perspective. Most of us would not just hop on a plane for a vacation and head to our destination without some sort of planning, correct? You would at least check out the various communities you would explore, how you would get to them, where you would stay, and of course, what there is to do while you're there. But when it comes to planning, your immigration oftentimes does not happen. So let's do some better research into the communities and what you may immigrate to when you arrive in Canada. I have spoken to people who have arrived in Canada who did not do much research, as I just mentioned, into where they would live and work, because they spent a lot of their time researching the immigration pathway on how they would get here. So they watched a gazillion YouTube videos and they read the Immigration Canadian website from front to back, but they spent very little time in researching their community. And do you want to know their biggest regret? Not knowing where they would be arriving to. So then, of course, I asked them, what would help you make a better decision? And they said, we would love to know more about the communities in Canada, as we already have enough information on websites and YouTube videos and anywhere else the platform is, but there's very limited content in terms of communities in Canada. Everybody else knows about Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, but those places are not for everyone. And sometimes when immigrants move to these cities, they find themselves underemployed, faced with long commutes, and not living the life they thought they would. So I'm here to create better awareness about the prairie provinces of Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. I do not want you to get in the same situation, and I know you can do better if you open your mind and take some time to learn. It's your life. Let's make your immigration journey worth it. The city in today's podcast we are going to discover is the city of Brandon. Basically, this city marks where Western Canada begins and the 100th Meridian runs through it. This city has had incredible growth over the last decade that can be contributed to, well, a strong immigrant population. So if you look on the city of Brandon's website, you will find that they actually have a number of different languages that will help one navigate through all the information that you may need to get familiar with the city. There's a lot of diversity that can be found amongst those living in the city, with immigrants from the United States, Europe, Africa, India, the Philippines, and Korea. Those are just to name a few. There is a lot more. Also, if you can communicate in English, you're good to go, as this is the common language that is spoken in the city and throughout Western Canada. Brandon does have a population of nearly 60,000 people, so it is a smaller city. But did you know that the average age of a resident is actually under 40 years of age? It is therefore perfect for young professionals wanting to grow their careers or for people with young families requiring childcare, wanting a great education, and desiring safety. Did you also know that Brandon is consistently placed among the top 10 Canadian cities for its lifestyle, and it is a dynamic environment for anyone of any age, of any race, to live and work? Another great fact about Brandon is that rather than spending your time in traffic, Brandon's maximum in-city commute of 12 minutes allows you the freedom to choose how you want to spend your time and profits. Time to grow your career or your business, time to spend with family and friends, or time for recreation. The choice is yours when you're in Brandon. And Manitoba, the province in which Brandon is located in, actually remains one of the most affordable provinces to live in Canada. It includes moderate overall taxation levels, affordable housing, and low childcare costs. So let's talk about the cost of living. The cost of living is around $1,300 Canadian per month in Brandon, while the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in the city center is approximately $800 per month, and utility costs are additional $100 a month. So this is average. And in 2020, residential units, so I'm talking about duplexes, single attached and detached homes, sold for around $290,000 Canadian dollars. Now that's a crazy great price for an awesome city like Brandon. Another great thing about Brandon is its labor force. It has proven to be extremely stable, committed, and well-educated. So when I talk about well-educated, Brandon actually has a university and two colleges within it. Brandon University and Assiniboine Community College, as well as Manitoba Emergency Services College. Now, Brandon University and Assiniboine Community College meet regularly with the City of Brandon, as well as provincial partners. And they look at the local labor needs that are required by the city itself and throughout the province. Based on that, they do design their certificate, diploma, and degrees to suit the needs of the province and the city itself. What does this mean for you? Well, I think it's a great strategic initiative and well thought out plan. Because when you enroll in one of their certificates, diplomas, or degrees, when you are finished that and you've graduated, you are pretty much guaranteed a job within the city of Brandon or within the province of Manitoba. So I think that's really great that they don't design and develop degrees and diplomas and certificates that are not relevant and that will not get you a job. So very strategic, love their education system. And speaking of careers after graduation or when you arrive, there are plenty of well-paying employment opportunities. And you can find employment in any industry, from education to truck and transport to healthcare, accounting, law, maintenance, planning, and so much more. And well, what fun would life be with all work and no play, right? So I got that covered too. Brandon's recreation actually involves a number of activities for children as well as adults. They have baseball, hockey, soccer, or as the rest of the world calls it, football. They also have dancing, singing, theater groups, and so much more awaits you to participate in. Brandon does have winter, spring, summer, fall, and there is an activity, or actually 10, for every season. And in winter, you will not find it cold at all. As long as you grab your toque, some good winter boots, put on some mitts, you'll have fun. And in the summer, we reach up to plus 35, plus 40. So grab your sunscreen and a hat and head out to one of the many beaches that surround the city of Brandon. Well, my friends, if you're looking for a town that is affordable to live in, has lots of employment opportunities, education that is top-notch, and quality of life that is second to none, then look no further. You have found your city, Brandon, Manitoba, Canada, and you are welcome. Now, let me know if there are any prairie towns that you would like to know more about. I am your girl for that. Also, if you have a story that you would like to share with me about moving to a community here on the prairies that is not so well known, I would love to hear your story. And maybe I could even share it on a future podcast. Also, feel free to let me know what you think about this podcast in general. Please provide any suggestions or thoughts you may have. If you're learning more on the topics in this episode and would like to receive more information on life in the prairies, immigration, or Canadian career tips, then you can email me at my email, podcast@100meridian.ca. I will put that in the show notes for you, as well as the link to the city of Brandon. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet, as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at immigration@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past and just live and be glad for what I have.